Oh my God, we just gotta get started. I just gotta go. I'm losing my fucking mind here. Oh, God damn it. Losing my fucking mind. But it's the good kind of losing my mind. It's the kind of losing my mind that is going to be entertaining for the whole family. Yes, gather the kids and let's all sit around the radio, boys and girls. We're going to listen to the Great One tell us some stories. Welcome to the Fireside Chat with the Great One himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's been on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 13 years. That was longer than the Third Reich existed. Go fuck yourself, Nazis, because Adolf Hitler is not the Messiah. Yes. Oh my, this is fantastic. And you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. You can shove your opinions up your ass, that way the cuckin' furious cock has something to keep it company. Either you are wrong or I am right. Don't forget, if your president will not bomb black people who are killing white people, your president might be a cuck. All right. Oh my God, where am I going to put my tea? I'm running out of space in here. Shit. I know what I could do. It's this really the wrong time to be rearranging the furniture right now. This is not the right time to do this. But you know what? It's okay. You guys love me, right? You're gonna hang in there with me while I rearrange furniture, aren't you? Because you're just that fucking awesome. You are just that good. You are strong. You're strong, independent podcast listeners. And I'm going to rearrange furniture. All right, let's see if this works. I'm starting to see the flaw in this plan already. All right. Well, no, maybe not. Maybe not. Oh, shit. Hey. It's almost like I'm a genius. Almost. I mean, except for the genius part, it's almost like I'm a genius. All right. Now I can put the tea right there. That way I can spill tea on my mouse. There we go. I'm drinking pomegranate green tea. It's pretty delicious. Yes. All right, we're going to see how this works. Okay. So my mother sent me some stuff. I got more material from my mother coming up. We're actually not doing this. But other things my mother sent me, she sent me, and this is a full newspaper page. Full page of the newspaper, top to bottom. About some woman who lives in Houston. And what's this girl's name? Okay, we're writing an article about the girl. Where's her fucking name? Yeah. First paragraph, no name. Second paragraph, no name. Third paragraph, no name. How... Here it is. Steer. What is her first name? It doesn't matter. It's a woman who has a YouTube channel and she is a flat earther. The newspaper, the Houston Chronicle? Yeah, it is the Houston Chronicle. There used to be two newspapers in Houston, the Houston Post and the Houston Chronicle. I think the Post went out of business, but I could be wrong. It doesn't matter. It's an entire page about this woman who has a YouTube channel where she talks about flat earth and other stuff. Let me just read this little bit to you. Flat earth theories. There's no unified agreement on what flat earthers believe when it comes to the exact layout of the cosmos. Some believe there's a wall built by Donald Trump, perhaps. Some believe there's a wall possibly what we call Antarctica, circling around the edges of the planet. Then the sun and the moon would be flat lights above, moving around the heavens in circles. Day happens only when the sun is overhead. Others believe there's a hole in the middle of the disc-like surface of the planet. Still others believe we all live on a flat planet covered by a dome. Some, despite being so-called flat earthers, aren't actually attached to the idea that the Earth is flat. Instead, they just contend that it's not a globe. Maybe it's a diamond or a cube. Typically, flat earthers don't believe in moon landings, and often they discount gravity. Satellites are fake, many say, and GPS systems are run from the top of buildings. See, this is what the mainstream media focuses on. Because you know what the mainstream media doesn't focus on, my friends? This is what the mainstream media doesn't want to do a full page article about. All right, when did this happen? September 20th, 2018. Female gunman in Maryland kills three people. Mass shooting, Maryland Rite Aid Distribution Center. 26-year-old woman armed with a handgun opened fire on co-workers. Three were killed, three others were wounded. Now, did you listen to the previous podcast? Did you listen to Yes, All Women Are Like That, Episode 7? Because, oh, we're going to hearken back. Does anyone remember us talking about women not ever taking responsibility and everything needing to be justified? Women always justifying, and no woman can ever, and even other women can't just say, hey, this woman fucked up. No matter what a woman does, other women and white knights, they all line up to justify whatever the women did, right? We talked about all this, okay? Hey, do you think that might come into play anytime in the near future? Oh, it might. Three of the victims died, three others seriously injured. Suspect is a lone female, age 26. She died at the hospital from fatal injury, self-inflicted gunshot, 9mm Glock handgun. Links will be in the show notes for this stuff. Quote, she didn't even aim, she just shot. It's so upsetting, so emotional for me right now. I just want to get to my husband, unquote. So the shooter didn't even bother aiming. She just shot in random directions because, of course, aiming the handgun would involve work. And since there wasn't a man there to do that for her and she wasn't getting any kind of tax subsidies or welfare to aim the fucking handgun, she just shot in random directions. And of course, it's so upsetting, it's so emotional for me right now. You know, who is this? Crystal Watson. Crystal Watson's husband. Oh, this is a man. Oh, no, what? Wait a minute. Called from in. Wait, huh? Crystal Watson's husband called from inside the building after witnessing the shooting. Crystal Watson's husband called from inside the building after witnessing the shooting. She didn't even aim, she just shot, Watson said. It's so upsetting, so emotional for me right now. I just want to get to my husband. I'm so confused about what's going on here. Crystal Watson sounds like a woman. Oh, wait, hold it, hold it. Okay, but If the Watson being quoted is the woman saying she didn't aim, she didn't shoot, was she there? Because her husband was in the building, not her. I'm so confused about what's going on here. Don't worry, it's going to get more confusing. I read this ahead of time, but I didn't catch this. Hold on, I know, this is annoying. I'm sorry, deal with it. Fuck you. I'm looking at this other article. I don't know what's going on. My point, though, is it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what my point is. Let's go to the other piece. Authorities, blah, 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 Rite Aid warehouse. Okay. Trio Corley, a friend of Mosenly's since high school who had stayed in frequent contact with her in Facebook Messenger, nice plug for Facebook, said Mosenly sometimes felt as if the world was against her, but was not an angry person in spite of her alienation. But no, she wasn't angry. No, she just, you know, went to work and shot people, killed three people, injured three others. But no, she has no anger. None. Now, can you imagine if a white man, did we mention this is a black woman? Did we mention that one? No, of course not. That's why this won't be in the media. Oh, but wait, you say, but great one. Is there more? Is there more? Oh, there's more. There's more. There's more reasons. You're not going to hear about this on the evening news. You'll pick up the newspaper and you'll have a motherfucking full solid fucking page of flat earthers with YouTube channels. That, oh, that's going to get in the fucking newspaper. This isn't. Coley said she was shocked. She was shocked to learn that gambling was going on in this establishment. She was shocked to learn that Mosley had been named as the person who carried out the shooting. Quote, she wasn't a monster, wasn't an angry person. I just believe this was emotional distress. If she did this, it was her last straw. Unquote. Oh my God, a black woman shoots three people and injures them, shoots another three people and kills them, and people line up to make excuses and talk about what a wonderful person she was. Well, she wasn't a monster. She wasn't angry. No, of course not. Once again, when a man shoots up a bunch of people, what do men do? Look at him and go, oh yeah, he was a fucking virgin. He couldn't get a goddamn girlfriend. He was ugly. He was overweight. He was a fucking loser. He could have fucking read some fucking books by Roush. He could have went to the gym and worked out. He could have got a goddamn good job. He could have approached girls. He could have made something out of his life. But no, he was a fucking incel, fucking virgin toe, goddamn loser. Men don't fucking make excuses for shooters. According to recent FBI study, men carry out 94% of mass shootings between 2000 and 2013. See, we got to get that in there. Well, here's a black woman who shot some people. Oh, look, but men do 94% of the shootings. Men also do 94% of all the fucking productive work in the United States. But I have to keep hearing about strong, independent women who should be CEOs because fish bicycle. Blah, blah, blah. Authority. Okay. Great one. Is there more? Authorities and court records identified Mosley, I think is the correct pronunciation. Not mispronouncing her name to make fun of her. Not that I'm above that. I will do that. But I'm just mispronouncing her name because I can't fucking talk. Mosley, authorities and court records identified Mosley as female, as did a Facebook profile in her name. Wait for it. But in Facebook messages Coley shared with the Baltimore Sun, Mosley described herself as transgender. Although it was not clear whether Mosley preferred to be addressed using masculine or feminine pronouns. In messages that the friend said were sent in December 2016, Mosley described identifying as a trans man and discussed beginning hormone treatment soon. Okay, if you are working a temporary job in a Rite Aid warehouse, where do you get money for hormone treatment? I bet you get that from the taxpayers. So, a black woman who's a tranny. That's why not leading the evening news with this story, are we? But wait, you say, great one. Could there be more? Yeah, you're saying, great one. There can't be more. There can't be. Hold on, police, SWAT, graduated 2011, went to community college, didn't earn a degree, Glock 9mm was registered to her, so much for gun control. Remember, I'm opposed to trannies having guns, but you're not. Mosley stopped by Baltimore police 3 times at the corner of White Marsh. Driving issued tickets for not having registration plates, having suspended registration, failing to update her address, and not having insurance. Okay, she can't afford insurance. How is she affording hormone treatment? Oh, that's right. Taxpayers. But wait. Yeah, it's catastrophic for blah, blah, blah. Okay, they're playing. Wait, I missed it. Where'd it go? Great one. Are you going to tell? Yeah, I am. Hold on. God damn it. How did I miss this? You know, I did show prep and everything. Why? God, it's like I'm retarded or something. It's so much like I'm retarded, it's almost as if I'm retarded. Is it far? What the fuck? All right, now I'm getting pissed off. I just read this. Wait, was it over here? Can't be. All right, now I'm seriously pissed off. I have to record. I have to pause and find this because now I am just being obnoxious. Okay. It's right there in front of me. If I just pull my head out of my ass. Notice how I didn't justify anything there. I didn't go, oh yeah, I couldn't find the bit in the article that I was going to read because the patriarchy was oppressing me. Yeah, I didn't compare. John McEnroe said something about me, and so therefore, obviously, intersectional racism or something. Notice how I'm just telling you I fucked up. Because you're not stupid. You were here when I fucked up. You heard me fucking up. It was pretty fucking obvious. No, I'm not justifying anything. Okay. Black woman, tranny. Could there be more? There could be. Quote, I just started talking about being transgender. Mosley wrote in another message, quote, my sister is totally supportive. My brothers already had an idea. I don't know if this is a typo by the Baltimore Sun, where I'm reading this, or if this is what she actually wrote. So let me read this as it says. My sister is totally supportive. My brothers already had an idea. my mom, I haven't gotten around to admitting it to yet. Oh, I get, okay, I get it now. I get it. My mom, comma, pause, I haven't gotten around to admitting it yet, but she's heard about it somehow. Okay, so the sister is supportive. The brother, well, he had an idea about it. The mom, she hasn't got around to telling mom about it. The father could not be reached for comment. Where's the father? Black woman, tranny, single mother. I don't know what a trifecta plus one is called, but that's what the fuck it looks like. Black woman, tranny, with a single mother. There's your goddamn fucking shooters. Single mothers! Alright, we've beat that into the ground. Speaking of beating things, Brian Cook Jr., the best part of this is you have to look in the show notes. You have to see this guy's picture. He was arrested for beating up his grandmother. Just go look at the picture. The rest of the story, it's like, oh, he had a fucking some guns and some fucking drugs and stuff. Who cares? Just go look at the picture. This is an article. Is this really all I have for this episode? Holy shit. Fuck. We could do that. Now I got backup material. It's fine. I'm like, this is all I've got for this episode? This is an article about gluten-free diets. I'm not reading the whole thing. I don't need to. I want to read two paragraphs. Here we go. According to a study conducted by Monash University and published in 2013, people with self-reporting non-celiac gluten sensitivity, gluten only caused negative symptoms when subjects knew they were eating it. When they believed the food to be something else, people experienced no symptoms. I'm gluten-free! Of course you are. Not that I have anything against reducing the amount of starchy bread potato shit you eat. As you know, I'm doing that. But I don't completely avoid it. Alright. Meanwhile, in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, Pagan Pride Day celebrates diversity, inclusivity. Now there's two pictures with this article. One picture shows an aging hippie man. He has a white beard, long white hair. He's wearing a tie-dye t-shirt. He's playing a guitar. The other picture shows a man from behind. He is overweight. He is white. He has tattoos on his arm, which we can see because he has his sleeves pulled up. And there's a woman sitting here selling jewelry. The woman is white, and she's wearing a hippie t-shirt, and she is overweight. So this is your diversity and your inclusivity. Three fat white people. This is diversity in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Trust me. I'm sorry, three, and the guy with the back, I can't really tell how old he looks, but he's not young. Great one. Can you guess how old people are from looking at their fucking behinds? Yes. Yes, I actually can. This guy's at least 35. So we got three old white people. This is our diversity at the Pagan Pride Day celebration. Can't talk. Because you see, everybody's got pride. We got black pride, Hispanic pride. You look at that picture of that guy who beat up his grandma. You're going to see some Hispanic pride. We got black woman, tranny, raised by a single mother, shooting people pride. Everybody's got pride, unless you're white. See, white people, you can't have any pride. So we got Pagan Pride Day. Malicious archetypes and saying spooky spells are the cliches at the forefront of many people's minds when it comes to the term witch. Paganism, commonly thought to be simonious with witchcraft, is often just as misconceived in modern culture as it is in the fairy tales. Fort Collins Pagan Pride, held annually in August, if the Great One can fucking enunciate words. Great One, can you fucking enunciate? No, apparently I can't. Fort Collins Pagan Pride, held annually in August at the Old Town Library Park, which is where all the homeless people hang out, is a day to celebrate pagan culture, traditions, and heritage. Now, if we were celebrating any kind of, I don't know, white European culture, traditions, and heritage, we can't have that. Now, some of you might be saying, hold on, Great One. Weren't pagans white Europeans? Well, yes, but you see, pagans back in the day might have been normal, but people who are pagans today are morons. So that's okay. It's okay to be prideful about the fact that you can't figure out if you're a boy or a girl, or prideful about the fact that you think that Mother Gaia is living in the earth, right? We can make fun of Christians, you know, because they think there's this invisible man who lives up in the sky. I don't believe in God. That's stupid. Why? I believe in the Earth Mother Spirit. That makes way more sense. See, that makes sense. I believe that I can cast spells on people. See, that makes sense. Praying to God is obviously stupid, but you see, I'm going to burn some candles, and I'm going to mix some different leaves together in a little thingy, and then I'm going to brew it up as tea, and I'm going to drink it, and then I'm going to spit, and it's going to curse somebody. See, that makes complete sense. Now, praying to an invisible man in the sky, well, no, that's stupid. Despite aiming to help further establish the Fort Collins Pagan... the Fort Collins Pagan Community. Oh God, I despise people who use the word community. What's a community? God, I love you. Oh. Hold on, I gotta move furniture. Sorry, guy, you didn't. Well, let's tune into the Furniture Moving Podcast with the Great One. All right. Oh, you can get more information about the Pagan Pride Project. The PPP. The Pagan Pride Project. You can find it on their website, www.paganpride.org. Okay. Despite aiming to help further establish the Fort Collins pagan community as a bunch of aging hippie fucking wackos who should be euthanized, the event emphasized inclusivity and welcomed all kinds of people, pagan or not, to join the festivities. Well, it's so nice to know that I wouldn't have been discriminated against for not being a pagan. This is what happens when you have too many liberal white people in one place. And not just that, but you have liberal white people, a concentration of liberal white people in a place where marijuana is readily available. This is what you get right here. So all you fuckers out there, oh, sure hope our state legalizes marijuana soon. Yes, I am an anarchist. Yes, I think all drugs should be legal. I'm just telling you, there might be some consequences from all the dope. You think that the dope, then this, the dope smoking isn't going to have consequences. It does. I'm telling you, I'm in ground zero. Look around. I see the dope smoking consequences. It cracks me up. All right. The event included several aspects of pagan culture. Several aspects of pagan culture. Such as merchant booths. Selling stuff. Hold on. I thought that selling things and making money was an aspect of Jew culture. Oh, damn. Damn. Jew joke for the kill. Yes. All right. Several aspects of pagan culture, including merchant booths, traditional pagan rituals, and live music. Informational workshops were also held throughout the day, where attendees were invited to engage and learn about polytheism, spirituality, misconceptions about pagan subcultures, and the purpose of pride. The purpose of pride. See, this goes right back to what we've been talking about, how women have to justify everything. You notice how all these bizarre groups of, you know, femistatist and aging hippies who smoke dope and trannies and people who can't figure out their boys or girls. You notice how, in addition to justifying everything, they all have to have pride. It's the pride. It's the purpose of pride. But great one. Don't you have pride in being an anarcho-capitalist? Don't you have pride in being a cynical anarcho-capitalist? No, I don't have any fucking pride. It is. It is what it is. I don't have fucking pride in it. Nick Jones, a member of the Pagan Pride Project organization, helped create that nice pause there. Nick Jones, a member of the Pagan Pride Project organization, helped create the event to spread awareness. We're going to spread awareness. So far, we've talked about pride and spreading awareness. I wonder if there's any ulterior motives going on around here. Helped to create the event to spread awareness about the message of paganism and build a safe community for all types of people to join and embrace their diversity. Because, of course, we know that in addition to people being beat up and killed for being homosexuals, you know, being thrown off of roofs and everything, we also know that pagans are also getting beat up and killed all the time. It's really not safe to be a pagan, because people might beat you up just for being a pagan. You know, when black people or homosexuals make that excuse, at least they have a little bit of believability. Because there are actually occurrences where homosexuals and black people have been killed simply for being homosexual or being black. At least they have some goddamn legitimacy. But we gotta build a safe community for pagans. Because, yeah, those pagans are being hunted down in the street and killed. A lot of times, we find anyone who is not following the same path as their family, whether that's through spirituality, sexual orientation, gender expression, or any of those things. Is it about the paganism? Or is it about GLBTKKK+, the plus stands for pedophile? Support and people who understand and accept them is critical for them to find community. Members of the Fort Collins Unitarian Church Becky Wagner, Kristen Hartman, and Chris Howlow came out as well to speak to individuals about practicing spirituality through love and compassion. Quote, part of the challenge, said the person from the Cuck Church, is maintaining an open mind about what diversity is for yourself and for others. It's about being able to continue to love and be open in the face of diversity, unquote. Guest speaker Sovar Tiv Amanda spoke at the event covering relevant socio-political topics such as cultural appropriation and modern-day colonization, as well as how people should enter a new cultural space in which they are not familiar. Quote, people cannot just take and take and expect to have something. If you want to be a part of a community, watch, look, listen, and learn first, and ask permission, unquote, Amanda said. Unless you are an immigrant from a third world country coming to Europe or the United States, in which case, yes, you can just take and take and take and expect to get something. And you shouldn't have to look around you and listen and learn and blend in. No, you should come in and you should demand that the country that has allowed you to come in there, instead of telling you no in the United States or in Germany or in Sweden or wherever it is, no, we don't rape 8-year-old boys in the ass because we need to fucking masturbate and we don't have whatever. Okay, no, we don't do that here, you stupid little fucking third world Muslim. You have to change in order to adopt our, no, we kiss their fucking asses. Oh, you raped a bunch of women in Sweden? Well, it's okay. I mean, you're Muslims. We can't expect anything better from you. So you see, it's a pagan festival, but it's really about gender expression and cultural appropriation and modern day colonization. And this is one of the reasons why the right can't win, because the left, this is how far the left has infected everything. I remember when pagans were just dope smoking hippies. That's when the people in these photos were young. They were just dope smoking hippies who sit around burning candles and talking about the earth goddess and smoking dope, man. And that was about the extent of it. Now it's about trannies and gender expression and safe spaces and communities and diversity, cultural appropriation, colonization. Notice how colonization is only bad if white people do it. You knew that. You knew this. Why am I telling you things you already know? Where are we at in this fucking podcast? All right, I could do this. Hold on, let me look. And let me just do this real quick. You know, the Dalai Lama, he said this. Where is it? I think Europe belongs to Europeans. You know, talking about the refugees, he said, receive them, help them, educate them, but ultimately they should develop their own country. The fucking Dalai Lama said this. The Dalai Lama is not alt-right. And once again, this is what I've been saying too. When you people make this argument about, well, yeah, the refugees, they need to come here to get away from all the terrible things happening in their land. These are the good people trying to get away from the terrible things happening in their country. Okay, great. So if all the good people leave the country because the terrible things are happening, that means all the people left there are going to continue to suffer. These so-called good people need to... We're pretending, we know that a large number of the refugees are not good people. Okay, we know. I'm just addressing the shtick that fucking freaks like pagans and trannies are going to tell you, right? That's what they're going to say, that these refugees are escaping the war in their country, and they're the good people, and they're going to come here and be good citizens and pay taxes and not be on welfare. Okay, if these are good people, they need to stay in their country, because it's going to take good people in these countries that are being torn apart by war and economic devastation and everything. It's going to take good people to solve those problems and make those countries better places to live for everyone. Okay? The reason the United States got where it got, other than white men, is because the white men who accomplished things didn't all run away to other countries. Okay? The white men who could do things like build automobiles and design fucking sewers and indoor plumbing and work and send men to the moon and do engineering, all of those white men stayed here in the United States and worked to elevate themselves and to elevate the country as a whole. Thus, we have the highest standard of living in the world. Although it's on the decline, we're not going down that road. Okay, so all these fucking Somalis who are leaving Somalia, if they're also goddamn intelligent, no, they need to stay there, and they need to work hard to bring their country out of the toilet, to elevate it so the standard of living in Somalia raises for everyone, so it's no longer a shithole. So that's when someone tells you that these refugees are not terrible people, these refugees are these really good, intelligent, hardworking people trying to escape, that's your fucking answer. It is, because it's the goddamn truth. If you have a country and all the smart people leave, all the competent people leave, all the good people leave, it's not going to get better back there. And what you're doing is you're condemning everyone who's born into that country in the future to living in a shithole. These fucking refugees, invaders, whatever you want to call them, need to go back where they came from, and they need to work on making their nation state a better place to live. Oh, that's right. They're black. They can't. Oh, God, great one. I just fucking said that. Yes. Yes, I did. They can't. Because if they could, name one country on the African continent other than Africa. In Africa, Jesus Christ. Name one country on the African continent other than Egypt that has architecture worth looking at. And that architecture was all built thousands of years ago. Name, if black people can make a successful nation state, tell me the name of the successful nation state on the African continent. That's what I thought. Okay, moving on. Even the Dalai Lama gets it. Don't flush your contact lens. Yeah, okay. What is this? Oh God! I almost had an orgasm. All right, here we go. Remember, previous episode, yes, all women are like that. Remember how I said that women always come out with this shit about how, I'm doing it for all the other women. God, I hope like hell that's actually in here, otherwise I'm going to look like an idiot. Waitress who took down alleged groper. Quote, my whole thing is respect, unquote. Oh yeah, you women, you're all about respect. Okay. It was almost 11 p.m. and Amelia Holden was finishing up her shift as a server in a Savannah, Georgia pizzeria when she felt a hand on her backside. Now, speaking of Africa, a continent where there are women who have real problems. There are women who are, on the verge of death. There are women who have to walk a mile to get clean water. There's women who may not have money to feed their children that day. Their husband, father, their child, whatever, might be off somewhere in a war that he got conscripted for. He may be dead. Yeah, there are women on the planet Earth with real problems. She reacted immediately, yanking the man backward by his red shirt as he tried to walk away and wrapping her arm around his neck before using all her body weight, all 115 pounds of it, to slam him to the ground, knocking his white sunglasses askew. Dude, if you get slammed to the ground by a 115-pound woman, you have just lost your man card. Quote, "You don't touch me," she yelled, adding expletives as he sat against a trash can stunned. The June 30th encounter was captured on a surveillance video that has been viewed more than 4 million times since her cousin shared it online. Holden, 21, of Savannah, said in an interview Sunday that the episode led people to reach out, including women who told her they had showed the video to their daughters. Four million views. That is some serious attention whoring. Other servers shared their stories of being harassed or assaulted, she said, and told her watching the video had empowered them to react more assertively next time. She said it was the first time she had been touched inappropriately during her year and a half as a server at Vinnie Van Gogh's Pizzeria. Certain things she can tolerate, Holden said, but stuff like that, no. Quote, "My whole thing is respect. As long as you respect me, I'm going to respect you." Unquote. "Unless you're a man out in a public place, in which case I will just assume that you're a murderer or a rapist because you look creepy. Or if you're wearing a fucking MAGA hat, then I will assault you or support other people assaulting you because you voted for Donald Trump. Other than that, though, I'm all about respect." The pizzeria is in downtown Savannah in City Market, where the open, whatever, the camera, blah, blah, blah. After she tossed the man, he's 31 years old. His name is Ryan Sherwinski. "You've lost your man card," she yelled for someone to call the police. She yelled for someone to call the police. Because, of course, she's strong, independent fish bicycle. She needed the men of the police force to come up and take care of this. Cherwishki and his lawyer, Tina Marie Hess, could not be reached for comment. The service industry has struggled to tackle sexual harassment, even as the hashtag MeToo movement has prompted changes in other fields. In interviews with the New York Times, more than 60 servers and bartenders shared stories of crude comments and harassment they faced from patrons. They spoke of having to decide where to draw the line and how much that affected how much they made in tips. You know, maybe if any of you could get real jobs, you wouldn't have to be reliant upon tips. But then again, you majored in something like Spanish or whatever, and so all you can do is be a barista or a waitress. "We deal with it a lot," Holden said, referring to female workers who have been groped. She knew she would have the support of the pizzeria's owners and her co-workers after taking down a man she's never afraid of. Same thing. Quote, "We deal with it a lot." The subtext here, of course, is "we deal with it a lot." You see, I did this for other women. I didn't do this for me. It was for other women. What else have we got in the pile here? What's that? We don't have time for that. That's gay. That's stupid. What was I going to do here? Yep, we're not doing that. All right, let's do this one for the stupid people. Before you flush your contacts, you might want to know this. Here's the short version, because I don't need to read this to you. Don't flush your contact lenses down the toilet. Not sure why anyone needs to have this explained to them. In fact, I'm so unsure why anyone needs to have this explained to them, I don't even want to fucking talk about this. Guys, your contact lenses are not designed to biodegrade. these people, they went out and they found, let me see if I find this, your contact lenses, they don't biodegrade. Stop flushing them down the toilet, stop washing them down the sink. Why would you think either of those is even a good idea? Oh, God damn it, how did I miss this? This is why I have too much extra time. Okay. Texas Attorney General, speaking of flushing your plastic down the toilet, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, Monday, July 2nd, notified 11 Texas cities that their ordinances against plastic shopping bags had been knocked down by the Texas Supreme Court. January, state legislature heard arguments, blah, blah, blah. The city maintained it was not a banned bag, but, quote, an incremental implementation plan towards a cleaner city, unquote. See, so you can't have plastic bags, but that's not a ban on plastic bags. No, that's an incremental implementation plan towards a cleaner city. You know what else was an incremental implementation plan towards a cleaner city? Nazi concentration camps. You know what else was an incremental implementation plan towards a cleaner city? When the government of the United States started sterilizing black people and low intelligence people against their will. However, the Supreme Court upheld the appeals court's ruling, along with the Merchants Association, in finding that the state's Solid Waste Disposal Act preempts the city's ordinance, and no city ordinance may conflict with a state law. Who gives a shit about all the bullshit? The short version, the funny version, the great version is that these cities, Austin, of course Austin, Sunset Valley, Port Arkansas, Laguna Vista, Fort Stockton, Eagle Pass, Corpus Christi, Brownsville, Kermit, Freer, and South Padre Island all tried to ban plastic bags, and the Texas Supreme Court told them to go fuck themselves.